Okay, so what's the connection between inflation and Malthus?
Malthus? What on earth is Malthus? Okay, record. Clearly we've got something going here.
Opinionated Marketers.
A podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Charles, you wanted to discuss the link with inflation and somebody from a Harry Potter movie, I believe.
No, I did not. I asked the question, what's the link between inflation and Malthus, the Reverend Malthus? This is trying to be serious, folks. The element that is similar is innovation. There was a very good article in yesterday's FT, which was talking about the fact that how do we get over the climate crisis? How do we get over inflation? And the answer is innovation. And the discussion in that was essentially that innovation will always find a way. It's a bit like the famous phrase out of Jurassic Park, where life will always find a way. Well, here it's innovation. And the point being that in the late 18th century, a Reverend Malthus prophesied that the world will have limitations on it because there will be what's known as a Malthusian check, or what became known, because we will run out of resources for the growth in the population. So the population would always get to a point at which something would stop the growth, which would either be the usual four horsemen of the apocalypse. So it would either be war, disease, famine, pestilence, etc. And historically speaking, looking back, he got an argument. But what he didn't calculate was the fact that the Industrial Revolution was around the corner, and therefore there was all sorts of scientific breakthroughs which would come along and improve the output of industry and agriculture, which would therefore lead to the supporting of a larger population. And the same is true in the same way in terms of the argument put forward yesterday, which was that there are many, many problems that face the world. The likelihood is that there are solutions to them through innovative ideas and mechanisms. And they were discussing all sorts of things, such as the fact that the transportation problem in terms of shipping containers, etc., was already being tackled by organisations taking over more control, but also looking at things such as autonomous shipping vessels, which would navigate the seas by themselves, and those were being tried at the end of this year. And so the positive side of all of the nature of what we tend to read as doom and gloom is often disregarded or not considered. Whilst one might be a cynic by age, one's also an innovator and thinks that innovation will, in most instances, solve the problem.
Okay, so let's go back a stage. So Malthus is M-A-L-T-H-U-S, Malthus. And he was born in 1766. Thank heavens for the
Google.
BBC history. And his famous work is an essay on the principles of population, published in 1798.
Not bad.
Which is
remember.
Round about the time of, it's just after the French Revolution, isn't it? So you're in quite a sort of fermented time that he was writing.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I'd not actually think the two were necessarily that conflated, but the issue that he was concerned about was the rapid rise in agricultural population because of the improvements that had been through the agrarian revolution and whether or not it would continue. He was also, I think, if you read a little bit further, someone who probably didn't actually practice what he preached, because whilst he talked about population growth being contained, he had a very large family. But it is an interesting aspect that also that you wanted to raise, which was on crisis comms, which is that if we read and believe everything that we read, there are crises all around us and we will probably be in doom and gloom for most of the time. I think that's actually one of the parts of the articles that you pointed to for Yorkshire Cricket Club and reputation management for organisations who are suffering crises of shortages at the moment. And it's an interesting discussion as to whether or not you believe what is the daily hype or concern, or whether or not you actually take a longer view.
One of my favourite broadcasters is Tim Harford, who does Radio 4's More or Less, amongst many other things. And he talks about, I'm not saying it's his original concept, but it's an interesting concept, where he talks about, instead of worrying about yesterday's newspapers, imagine a newspaper from what a headline would be if a newspaper was covering 10 years or even 100 years. Yes. And if you go back to 100 years, actually the big stories around about the rise of control of birth control and the fact that the age of the population dies at a much life expectancy is much longer. And the whole perspective is totally different. And I found that has completely changed the way I view stories, much as I'm just as likely to get caught up in the hype of parliamentary shenanigans that was going on yesterday and be reading it and be absolutely involved in it. Actually, if you looked back over a 100-year period of what has changed in Parliament over that period of time, it's a very different perspective.
Yes, it is. And I think it is a much better perspective to take a longer term rather than this minute-by-minute approach that we tend to get sucked into these days on things like social media or indeed 24-hour news. I don't think we're alone, actually, Kieran, because interestingly enough, again, there was a discussion recently that the New Statesman is seeking to expand its print run as there is a growth in weekly news magazines in print. Rather than daily news, which is obviously what a lot of people consume, people have got overburdened with that and are switching off and want a weekly digest, which is more considered. And I know you subscribe to The Week, and I tend to look at The Economist. And I much prefer that sort of slightly distanced approach to this constant frenzy that one can get worked up to by reading daily or hourly news. And from running a business perspective as a marketer, I think it's a much more important approach rather than trying to react to all of the short-term issues which may not prove to be anything but either hype or hysteria.
It's really interesting because you've got the stress of being agile. We're small companies, we're agile, we can move, we can change, we can shop. And that's absolutely great. And it's something that I thoroughly believe in. But equally, you've got to work out where you should move and where you shouldn't. And you mentioned I wanted to talk about Yorkshire Cricket. I think the classic there is that they didn't move. Yorkshire Cricket Club is losing millions of pounds in sponsorship and other deals, as well as having a disastrous effect on its reputation, which I think even in a 10-year horizon will still be there, mainly because they didn't come out and talk. They hid behind a sort of barrier, and therefore there was nobody came forward as the main spokesman.
I don't know enough about the circumstances. That obviously one's prejudicial views of Yorkshire and Yorkshire Cricket Club might come to the fore. But, I mean, it is a sterling organisation going back many hundreds of years, and in many instances has been a stalwart of many of the traditions of being a classic part of society. And I think, as you say, they weren't prepared to either come forward and discuss it, or they stuck their heads in the sand and hoped the world would go away, which in some instances, of course, things like maybe a weekly crisis of a shortage of sparkling water on shelves, it will go away. But when there's a fundamental issue underlying, it needs to be discussed and brought into the open. And I think this comes down to judgment from the point of view of PR and marketers. They must judge what is significant and act accordingly. And yes, your article that you were referring to about Yorkshire would appear to indicate that they just didn't react at all or didn't react in the right way.
We seem to come around in quite a long way from Malthus, but your argument still stands that we should be having a longer term view of things, and also perhaps a slightly more optimistic view than a day to day reading of doom and gloom would perhaps bring us to.
I think definitely the latter. I think the longer term aspect is, I think, also written in some of these crises. Some of the crises, the one you're talking about in Yorkshire, has gone over quite a long period of time, and therefore needs to be perhaps more seriously addressed than something such as a daily call about shortages on the shelves, which will get solved. And so, again, that point about judgment is important in the way in which you look at how you address the crises that your organisation has, and you look at the longer or medium term to longer trends, rather than constantly firefighting in the situations that we often find ourselves in at the moment because of the various major crises going on around us.
That sounds like a good place to stop. Thanks very much, Charles.
Thank you very much indeed for the discussion.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content
from Cambridge Marketing College.